This is Savoy Recommends. Ashley Franklin previewing this week's films at the Savoy Cinema. Phantom Thread looks to be a fascinating film, a must-see film as well if you've ever admired the remarkable Daniel Day-Lewis, as this is, so he says, his last film. It's a sophisticated swan song taking us into the glamorous post-war world of London high fashion, where, at its heart, sits Day-Lewis's character Reynolds Woodcock, who dresses the higher echelons, from Debs to Dames, under the watchful eye of his business partner and sister, Cyril, played by Leslie Manville. Woodcock, a confirmed bachelor who cares little for the mess of relationships, suddenly meets Alma, played by newcomer Vicky Creeps, who becomes his muse and lover. What's further fascinating about Phantom Thread is that director and writer Paul Thomas Anderson, working with Day-Lewis again after There Will Be Blood, declares that his story was influenced by Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, or more precisely, Hitchcock's adaptation of it. Thus, Woodcock's imperious sister is the terrifying Miss Danvers figure, and though there is no wife in this drama, there is the continual presence of Woodcock's late mother. As it turns out, the new woman in Woodcock's life is strong-willed and soon starts to shake up his ordered existence. Further fascinating is that this is a film that, like a dress of heavy velvet, is hard to pin down. This is a film, I'm told, of many silken emotional layers. I've heard it called an exploration of the creative process, a portrait of an artist, a tense love story, and even a dark comedy. One commentator admits that we may find the pace of the film a wee bit slow, but says that when Woodcock and his muse Alma face off on screen, it's as electric as any thriller. What's certainly not in doubt is the quality of the three central performances. It's heartening to see Leslie Manville, that great stalwart of Mike Leigh films, earning an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. Some have said that Vicky Creeps is unlucky to miss out on the nomination. One critic has seen in her performance a touch of Ingrid Bergman's enigmatic beauty. And although Daniel Day-Lewis is likely to miss out on the Best Actor Oscar for once, with Gary Oldman such a firm favourite, his performance here as a fragile, neurotic perfectionist makes this, as I say, a must-see film. And I'm really looking forward to the moment where apparently just the way he orders his breakfast sounds positively Shakespearean. And this film is also a must-listen because the Oscar-nominated score by Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood has been described as a golden thread that stitches the pieces of the film's bewitching garment together. I'll close with a memorable quote from Mark Kermode, who makes this film even more fascinating. A swooning score, crisp visuals and paper-cut sharp performances combine to conjure a poisoned rose of a movie, inviting you to prick your finger on its thorns and succumb to its weird, dark magic. And this magic has also brought the film Oscar nominations for Best Picture and Best Director. That's Phantom Thread. Here is a film to encapsulate the phrase small is beautiful. It's Downsizing, the latest film by Alexander Payne, who is popularly referred to as a director incapable of making a bad picture. And I'll go along with that when you consider his previous successes like Election, About Schmidt, Nebraska, and Sideways and The Descendants, for which his adapted screenplays won an Oscar. In all these films, there's varying elements of quiet satire, and they're always centred around characters aspiring to something in their dissatisfied lives. That's certainly the case in Downsizing, where Payne has astutely cast Hollywood's perfect everyman, Matt Damon, to portray an ordinary guy, an occupational therapist who is looking to make his life better and bigger. The ironic solution is to make his life smaller. a scientist perfects a technique called cellular miniaturization, which promptly shrinks the recipient to a height of 5 inches, with the promise of a better life, because in a downsized world, you can live like a king for a fraction of what it would cost in the normal-sized world. So it's Honey, I Shrunk the Grown-Ups, but with a sardonic edge. Downsizing has been applauded for its wit, ingenuity, and invention. It's a touching tale too, because after its gentle comedy and seemingly right-on environmental credentials, Matt Damon's character sees that his brave new world is not all that it seems, though this is not a film that takes itself too seriously. That's Downsizing. This week's special satellite screening is the acclaimed National Theatre production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Tennessee Williams' Pulitzer Prize-winning drama of a Southern family in crisis, centred on husband Brick and wife Maggie, who have gathered in the scorching heat of the family estate in Mississippi to celebrate the birthday of patriarch Big Daddy Pollitt. Secrets and lies are exposed and emotions stripped bare. You may recall the 1958 movie version starring Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. Well, this NT production has been directed by Benedict Andrews, who has already been applauded for his Young Vic production of another American classic, A Streetcar Named Desire. And this revival has been described as a searing, sultry, sexy, and vicious modern-day adaptation. Much praise has been lavished on its two central performers, Derbyshire's BAFTA-winning star Jack O'Connell and model-turned-actress Sienna Miller. As various commentators declare, O'Connell brilliantly portrays the ugly truth of alcoholism in a brooding, tortured, and dark performance, while Sienna Miller reeks of glamour, allure, and sexual frustration in a performance that's tough, funny, smart, and sexy. Praise too for Colm Meaney as Big Daddy, and there is, I'm told, a scene-stealing performance from Hayley Squires, who you may recall from Ken Loach's film I, Daniel Blake. Sienna Miller herself says of this production, "I think we might have made something exciting, dangerous, and thought-provoking, but either way, you will get to luxuriate in some of the most beautiful dialogue ever written." One thing to mention, this satellite screening is a 15 certificate. This play isn't just steamy for the heat. O'Connell and Miller are in various states of undress in this play. Remember, this is a drama about sexual desire as well as drink, death, and dysfunction. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof this Thursday at 7 p.m. Also this week at the Savoy, the half-term treat is Coco, a Pixar animation which refreshingly takes us into the heart of a Mexican family and its culture and traditions. What's also refreshing is that it deals with the subject of death, as our coming-of-age hero Miguel has an adventure with talking skeletons in the land of the dead. Next week at the Savoy, The Mercy, the true story of Donald Crowhurst's epic attempt to circumnavigate the globe, and also Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. This has been Savoy Recommends. From me, Ashley Franklin, enjoy the silver screen.